What's the best story you have to tell? Before last summer, I didn't have that many stories at all. I'm Andrew Chalfin, and my favorite story involves my two best friends and two of our best ideas. For my 10th grade English project, it is to make a podcast about crossing boundaries. Rules were broken, feet were cut, and pants were left behind as I tell you my story about crossing boundaries. It all starts off with one of my best friends who recently moved away, telling us about how we found our hotel pool hideout.
Do you remember how we found the Doubletree?
Yeah, I think we were at the top of a parking garage and we were trying to skate down it or something. We were throwing water balloons off the top of a parking garage. That was it. And we were throwing them down on cars or some shit, I can't remember.
Do you remember how it became our summer hangout? Can you describe?
Basically we were at the top of the water balloon and like we saw the others. Which is like, I guess a kind of a group of kids that we know, and they were like up in the pool and they were like, "Yo, what are you doing?" And we're like, "We're just throwing water balloons," and they were like, "Come up here." And so we went to the pool and they were like explaining to us about how they kind of abused the pool system at the hotel and kind of how they had figured out that, you know, that they were allowed to be there because it would be rude if one of the people had to ask if they were actually guests. So that just became like our spot, and yeah, it's a good spot.
We spent a good 2.5 months swimming, joking, and inviting our friends to see our awesome pool hangout. I think a little part of us both knew it was somewhat wrong, but neither of us really cared that much.
What were some of the experiences leading up to us getting kicked out?
Basically, what happened was it was me, you, Sudan, and those two French girls. We met these two French girls from Paris, I guess, or something like that. And we were like, yeah, let's go. We were like, we met them and they were like, yo.
How did we get kicked out?
That security guy showed up and, I mean, obviously we weren't meant to be a pole. I don't know how he knew. I think he said we do because of his backpacks. The guys don't usually have backpacks. But I don't really remember, but security, so I guess it's his job, isn't it? And then the guy comes up and he's like, "Yo, we know you're not members." And he's like, and we're like, Quoi? They're like, the French girls are like, totally doing their like foreign deal. They were like, "We know you speak English."
When he said to leave, what did we do?
When he said to leave, we started sort of trying to pretend like we were guests and that we had, you know, a room and all this. And then, basically, he asked us if we could show him our room key or some kind of proof that we had a room there. And we basically all started doing a runner. So then we ran, but, like, Sudan didn't grab his shit. Oh, it was priceless. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, we were obviously swimming, like, in our underwear and shit, so we were pretty naked. And we were just running out, and I grabbed my bag and stuff, and we ran out and... Oh shit, we ran into the parking garage across the street, the one where we, like, first discovered the place, and Sudan steps on a piece of glass, and he's, like, cursing, and he's, like, in his boxers, and we're all completely wet, and he's got his, like, broken foot.
How did that day end?
You mean what happened sort of afterwards?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, so basically we were all, like, in soaking wet boxers running across the street, and so... We decided that we go to this parking garage that we all need to hang out with. So we got to the top and smoked a cherry blunt. It was good.
That day might have been wrong on many moral levels, but the memories that were created that day are unforgettable. Sometimes I wish I could relive that day, just to re-experience the fun I had with my friends.
Here's a little song I wrote. Might want to sing it note for note, don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double, don't worry, be happy.
After I was done asking about the story, I asked my friends to reflect deeper on the boundaries they felt they crossed. The purpose of the reflection is to fully understand the deep emotional feelings of the boundary crossers. Another reason I asked for the reflection was so that we could look at and compare the social, environmental, and judicial systems that were crossed.
What boundaries do you feel you crossed that day?
I don't know, man. I guess it was probably one of, like, the only days during the summer that I've been, like, properly, like, kind of kicking myself, but at the same time really excited, like, not, like, scared for my life or anything, just, like, I don't know, just nervous, like, being on a roller coaster or something, I don't know. Well, yeah, I mean, and clearly I was concerned for the law because, like, you know, it's illegal and that, but it was a good day.
After you reflected on the experience, if you had the chance to, would you do it again?
Yeah, definitely. Because, yeah. I mean, it all worked out in the end, because we got our stuff back, and...
Now we're going to hear from my friend Zudan on his reflection of the day. What boundaries do you feel we crossed that day?
We crossed many boundaries, my friend. We went in this hotel. Well, man, I thought it was fun. I mean, it was... I didn't think we crossed any boundaries, dog. We ruthless groupers. Yeah, but, I guess we weren't supposed to be in a hotel and not in the pool without, you know, a little car joint. But, I mean, we were just having fun, you know? It was summertime. But it ended up being a cool day. Like, it was a fun experience. No. At least I spent it with my friends, you know, it was cool. Just chilling, you know what I'm saying?
Alright, why do you feel you crossed those boundaries?
The boundaries of going in the hotel? It wasn't like it was like, we didn't think it was a big deal at the time. So it was whatever. But to me, it was just to have fun. When I think back, I didn't do it for no other reason. And maybe, you know, to give one of those French girls.
Do you feel bad about anything during the process?
Not at all.
After you reflected on the experience, if you had the chance to, would you do it again? Can you elaborate?
Yeah, I would do it again, man. I would, of course, it would end up with me giving one of the French girls, because that didn't happen, and not cutting my foot on glass. But the pool was fun. I would do it all again, man. It was just, you know, it was just a fun time. I would actually, you know, bring a couple more friends or we have a party instead of just like four people. But yeah, I would definitely do it again. Maybe we should try it again this summer.
Can you compare the situation to any other in your previous experiences?
What'd you say?
Can you compare this situation to any other in your previous experiences?
I mean, I did a lot of stupid stuff trying to get girls before, but I never really, went into a hotel without being a resident there or anything. But, you know, I've been in places I wasn't supposed to be at a time. Snuck in places, you know. But nothing, I've done worse stuff, but it wasn't, you know, I can't really relate anything exactly to the hotel experience.
So now you've heard all the story about the Center City pool and how just a little fun can get carried away in a flash. From Miss Bahoma's English class, this is my story about crossing boundaries.